Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Jim Blasingame, you provide huge value to small business leaders every morning, one segment at a time. Wow, 20 years.
You've done tons of these interviews, and you've even stopped talking long enough during these broadcasts to listen to all of us.
One of the best shows in the world.
I gotta say, a great lot of fun listening to the music you choose in between sessions.
You're out there fighting the fight for all of us. Congratulations. Keep doing a good job, buddy.
I'm honored to be a member of your Brain Trust.
Welcome back. 7 till the hour. Thanks for hanging out with me. Celebrating the third decade of the Small Business Advocate Show in the third decade of the 21st century. I'm Jim Blasingame. I'm your host. I'm responsible for the chaos around here. Tiana Lawrence is our guest, our good friend, longtime Brain Trust member, author of Blockchain for Dummies. And a new book coming out before too long. She is, folks, she is one of our technology's bright, shining stars, bright stars, and one of the smartest people I've gotten to know over the years. And Tiana, we're grateful that you're part of our world. Thank you for your time.
Thank you so much again for having me.
So
I think we're talking about Libra.
Yeah, I want you to give it. We're, folks, if you remember, Facebook and some partners created a payment system with that came that included a cryptocurrency called Libra, and it's had a bumpy ride over the last year, hasn't it?
Yes, I think you know when Facebook and their other partners announced the Libra Foundation and what they were hoping to do, I think that's really what made governments globally look at blockchain and take it a lot more seriously, because they could see the potential threat of a powerhouse like Facebook that has so many global users being able to all of a sudden put an independent private currency in their hand. And with things like Cambridge Analytica, they understand like the kind of power that a company like Facebook could wield.
Right.
So I think one.
Go ahead.
One of the things that I just saw, even though they've been having quite a bit of difficulty, is that there's been a recent partnership between Shopify and the Libra network. And what that means is Shopify was one of those early companies that really helped the average person put a store on the internet. And so
see the significance of this, Tiana, it comes back to what I said in the last segment about digital platforms, global digital platforms coming together, creating, cross-collateralizing a cryptocurrency. I thought it would be Facebook and Amazon, or Facebook and Amazon and Google, but Facebook and Shopify, it's the same story. It's the same theme, isn't it? This is, in my opinion, this kind of partnership is the U.S. government's worst enemy in terms of protecting their dollar. What do you think?
I think so, and not just the U.S. government, but global governments. It would have the biggest impact on second world and third world countries that just don't have the same sort of infrastructure or trust or legal systems that the U.S. has. The people would probably stop using their government's currency. Like, imagine if this is available in Venezuela.
And they're using cryptocurrency down there. But think about this, Tiana. I'm exaggerating a little bit, but maybe not much. Today, a million people on the other side of the world, around the world, who never owned a car or a refrigerator or a microwave or a computer and have never been online before will come into possession of a smartphone. They'll go online for the first time. These are unbanked people who can now do business on their smartphone. And if cryptocurrency is inside of that, they'll start using that like you just said, instead of their own government's money.
Yeah, we saw that with the M-Pesa with phone minutes. People love the idea of digital value being able to transfer. It just made their life easier.
Yep. And we're just now, and this is. And look, I'm promoting technology, but I'm also am aware that one of the best things, one of the most important things in the world, on planet Earth today, in my opinion, is the strength of the U.S. dollar. If you believe that the United States government is a benefactor nation, if we're in it for the good things, then you want a strong dollar. What do you think?
I agree. I love the U.S. I love the U.S. system of law. I think that it's not a perfect system, but it's a good system. And so I'd like to see us continue to be on the right side of technology and find ways to embrace it and use it for our benefit and liberty.
And this is going to be the challenge for our government and for the citizens. And this is why you and I are talking about it and why you're such a great thought leader in these areas, folks. Get to know Tiana Lawrence. You'll be smarter when you do. Tiana, thank you for being here. Good job. Come back soon.
I will. Thank you very much.
See you next time. Tiana Lawrence, ladies and gentlemen. Don't forget her book, Blockchain for Dummies. I'm Jim Blassingame, reminding you to seek excellence, not perfection.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blassingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.